A Talk with Sadhu Natananda. Sri Sadhu Natananda was totally dedicated to Sri Bhagavan and a great scholar in Tamil. All his writings in verse and prose are on Sri Bhagavan's life and teachings. Sadhu Natananda's guidance to sincere aspirants was inestimable. In 1978, a group of earnest seekers met with him, and the following is a record of what he said on that day. 1. There are three things that a seeker has to think of. 1. To have a lakshya, aim in life. 2. To strive towards attaining it. And 3. To actually attain it. The third is very difficult, except for sages like Sri Bhagavan. It is not possible for all, but the first is possible for all. Everyone can have a lakshya. Unfortunately, most seekers stop there. A seeker should know that the second is the most important. One must strive towards the chosen lakshya all the time, relentlessly, 2. Till one has attained and is firmly established in it, continuous and strenuous effort is necessary. Guidance will come automatically for one who sincerely strives. 3. Of all the paths, Jnana Marga, path of knowledge, appears the most difficult, but for one following this path, the greatest advantage is that effort made in this path, however limited it may be, will definitely prove fruitful. 4. The spiritual aspirant flies with the two wings of Viveka and Vairagya. With one wing alone, one cannot fly. To be aware of one's vasanas, predispositions, is Viveka, and to get rid of them by constant inquiry, to whom are the vasanas, is Vairagya. Thus, Viveka reinforced by Vairagya alone can lead one on to the truth. Watchful effort with total dedication, attention is essential. 5. With other sadhanas like the devotional approach, one can progress steadily and take another birth to a better life. But why postpone the realization when one knows fully that even this body is not one's own, and that in fact one has not taken a body at all? What is the question of a next birth? To whom? 6. Having come to Sri Bhagavan, one must make sure that this is the last birth, so long as one identifies oneself with the body. 7. The path of vichara is not for all. It is definitely the most difficult one, since there is no room for any sort of compromise in it. One must strive hard and constantly too. To deserve to be a follower of Ramana's path, one should have the fundamental discrimination that one is not the body. If one spurs the Atma Vichara, one gets engrossed in Loka Vichara, world inquiry. Atma Vichara needs strenuous effort, and the moment one spurs from it, one gets drowned in Loka Vichara. It is like this. To have a light alone, one has to make the effort of lighting a lamp. To have darkness, no effort is necessary. The absence of light is darkness. 9. To have come to Sri Bhagavan is proof enough that one is positively going to end the cycle of births and deaths in this life itself. Sourced from Mountain Path, October 1978. 1981.